Hello, and you're very welcome to Marine Times Radio. Tom McSweeney reporting. We have a survey of political attitudes amongst all the main parties in the Dáil towards the fishing industry in the September edition of the Marine Times newspaper, which shows the lack of major public statements about the crisis in the industry and the problems faced by the coastal communities. Two of those parties did not reply to the survey. You can read who they are and the full details in the September edition of the paper. The Marine Times puts a lot of journalistic effort into news gathering, a vital core part of any newspaper, and in the September edition this is reflected with the latest news on the submission of the CFP Review Group report to the Minister for the Marine. And we also have a report questioning who in the Department of the Marine is blocking a fuel subsidy for the fishing fleet. We ask the department why it has still not been allocated, even though other EU member states have helped their fishing industries by giving them a subsidy, approved by the Fisheries Council. We got a lengthy response from the department, quoting what Minister Charlie McConnellogue has done for the industry, but no answer to our actual question about why the Irish government hasn't done the same as other European countries and given the fleet a fuel subsidy. And our columnist from IFA Aquaculture, their executive Theresa Morrissey, takes issue with what Minister McConnellogue has claimed about the support he's given to the industry.
Minister Charlie McConnellogue appeared on RTÉ's primetime show recently addressing concerns surrounding the Irish fishing industry. During the course of the minister's response, he claimed that he has supported the Irish seafood sector in the aftermath of the Ukraine crisis. He hasn't. Neither Irish fisheries nor Irish aquaculture have received any direct support to deal with inflated prices of raw materials, fuel costs or loss of earnings as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine earlier this year, among other inflationary pressures. As ever, Irish aquaculture has been ignored, despite numerous requests for support with rising costs. Irish aquaculture producers have been experiencing severe increases in the cost of inputs over the past number of months. This has reached an unsustainable level with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, with the shortage of raw materials, increased cost of fuel and general transport, increased cost of fish feed and increased cost of electricity. Some fish feed costs have almost doubled recently, from €1.20 per kg to over €2 per kg. Electricity costs will increase by an average of €100,000 this year for some aquaculture operators. Raw material costs have also increased, with stainless steel up 55%, steel up 50% with no guarantee on price nor supply, aluminium up 55%, wood up 10-30%, plastics up 11%. All of these materials are widely used by the aquaculture industry. Some of our members estimate they will spend an extra €350,000 over the coming 12 months. This is not sustainable for Irish aquaculture operators, and their businesses will no longer be profitable unless there are significant supports during this time of crisis to assist with spiralling input costs.
In the CEO's feature, where the chief executives of the country's fish producer organisations give their monthly review of current and forthcoming issues in the industry and how they're being dealt with, there is criticism and reservation about the decommissioning scheme. A. O'Donnell of the Irish Fish Producers says it's our government's solution to a historical legacy of failing to deliver for industry and coastal communities. We report that the producer organisations were not communicated with about the decommissioning scheme. They have now asked for a meeting with the administrators. The POs were not informed of anything to do with the details of it, and on the face of it, it may not work out as people think, said John Lynch, chief executive of the Irish South and East Fish Producers. The scheme is the latest attempt to force fishermen out of the industry, according to Pat Murphy of the Irish South and West PO. The people who have put the scheme together should hang their heads in shame, he says. The headlines on the scheme were good, but the devil was always going to be in the detail, says Sean O'Donoghue, CEO of Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation. And you can read more in the CEO's feature in the September edition. The paper has a review of the latest international news, our wide selection of regular columnists, and an interesting piece about the Oireachtas restaurant, where politicians dine, and which is showing interest in offering more cotton-produced fish from abroad than Irish. Overall, we detect a question arising increasingly in fishing communities. Is the Department of the Marine determined to drive the fishing industry to destruction? So our editorial deals with complacency and failure. Here's Marine Times editor Mark McCarthy.
The complacency in government about the damage to the fishing industry is shocking. There is evidence of failure to protect the industry, the coastal communities and the ancillary businesses dependent upon it. This is shown by the number of fishing boats that are being forced out of the industry. As well as the damage being wrought on the sector, this is the destruction of a tradition, of a culture, of family businesses, and of an Irish way of life in the coastal communities. The government has failed the industry. Promises, commitments, undertakings were given, but not delivered upon. We report in this edition of the Marine Times our survey of political attitudes amongst all the main parties in the Dáil towards the fishing industry. There is no evidence of a major public statement in recent times in support of the industry from any of the three leaders of the coalition government parties, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, and Éamon Ryan Green Party. No concern publicly expressed about impending job losses, about the impact on the coastal communities. Would this attitude be adopted towards any other industry in Ireland facing a major crisis? As this paper has shown in our reporting in recent editions, the natural resource of the seas around this island nation, the fishing waters of which are a resource of the Irish people, have become a rich, valuable resource, not to Ireland, but to other nations. Is this not complacency and failure by the state?
The Marine Times is the strong voice for Ireland's fishing, marine and coastal communities.